Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
We're about to dive into the Green Bay Packers defense because we are trying to figure out what they have to do to clean up the little things in order to be Super Bowl champions at the end of this season. In what would be February 2026. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Alex Strofe is running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. And of course, see our beautiful faces on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. So, Kyle, in order to clean things up for this team to be a Super Bowl champ, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing the Green Bay Packers need to do is Jeff Hafley needs to make sure that he gets his defense off the field. They got to get off the field. The D-line outside of Micah Parsons has to be much better. We obviously know that they've had an issue with stopping the run, and what we see last week against the Chicago Bears is the Chicago Bears were able to sustain drives. They were able to keep the drive going and eat up a lot of the clock simply by running the football against this defensive line of the Green Bay Packers. So if the Green Bay Packers want to be able to elevate into a Super Bowl competitive type team, they need to be able to get off that field. Did y'all know that the Green Bay Packers offense has the least amount of possessions out of any team in the NFL this season. And that is a reflection of not the offense, that's a reflection of the fact that the defense is not being efficient enough to get teams off the field in three and outs. What we see is other teams being able to eat up the clock a little bit against the Packers, which is reducing the amount of possessions the Green Bay Packers offense gets. And last week, the Packers only had 8 offensive possessions, and what did they do? They scored 50% of the time touchdowns. That's exactly what they do. So in order for this team to be championship, this defense led by Jeff Hafley needs to make sure that they are getting the ball in the offense's hands as much as possible.
Now, I agree with that. And the offense, I think my problem with their sustained drives is I feel like I wonder what the red zone percentage is. I didn't look at this. We've done a lot of numbers today. But I do want to stay focused on the defense here, because what a narrative was that we were all talking about for this defense. And right now, they're pretty good in points scored. Mm-hmm. I think they're sixth in points scored.
Like 19 or 20 or something like that.
19-ish, yes. 19.56, something like that.
Yes,
a top 10,
sixth in the NFL.
Top 10 defense overall. Why I want to bring this up is because early in the season, this is a top 5 rushing defense. And then it became a top 8 rushing defense. Like, we started to move the goalpost a little bit. They're now 9th in rushing defense. So what we did is, because what was the first game where you're like, damn, they're getting run over?
I can tell you exactly. Carolina Panthers.
Carolina, it was the Carolina Panthers. And we took the 6 games from the Carolina Panthers to the Chicago Bears, their last 6 opponents. And we said, okay, let's take those last 6 weeks and see where they are in rush defense. They have given up an average of 127.6 rush yards per game.
That's not good. That puts them in the bottom 20. 25.
Guess where 16th halfway point in the NFL is in rush defense?
Overall?
In yards.
Yep. In yards, you're probably like 111, 110.
The Raiders are 16th in the NFL at 113.9. Okay. You have to scroll all the way down to, which would be, I believe, 22nd then, because the Vikings would go up ahead of the Packers, because the Packers at 127.6 the last 6 weeks of rush yards per game, and this list right now is the average of the 17 games. So that's the best, because I couldn't go through every team and get the last 6 weeks' numbers. But I think I can tell Rob Domofsky when he joins us at 3:30 that I think you might want to do an ESPN stats and research thing and make this a story, because it is important for the Packers to be as successful as they need to be, especially after losing Devontae Wyatt. So over the last 6 weeks, they are 22nd amongst the 17 games of the rest of the NFL at 127.6 yards per game.
Too many.
Yeah, and the reality is the last six games, they are trending as a defense that operates as the 23rd best rush defense in the NFL. And now, granted, they've played teams that like to run the ball. Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota, you kind of
they would have liked to run the ball more, but they were down that they had to throw.
Yep, the Giants, obviously with new Jameis Winston quarterback, tried to establish the run. Philly and Carolina, those are all running centers.
But it was still Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary.
That's right, but when you think about the teams that they're going to face, again, on the road to the Super Bowl, they all have, you know, horsepower when it comes to running the football. These teams have good quarterback play. They're very balanced on offense. So you have to be able to at least stop the run, because all these teams have capable, quality quarterbacks. If you can't stop the run, they're going to eat you alive. So stopping the path starts with stopping the run.
That's where I wanted to go next, is what do we know the strength of this team is? Letting Micah Parsons be Micah Parsons, because I think we all hope and pray that there's an Enik Bare play from one of the other guys. Most importantly, I know we all wanted it from, is Rashawn Gary, but he's on the list. You talked about a graph earlier. I've seen some graphs where no matter what anyone's paid, he's in the bad part of the graph for somebody who's being paid a lot of money to be a top-end edge rusher, at least a top 15, top 20 paid edge rusher. He should not be near the bottom of where he's at. So with Micah Parsons' pressures comes... This was the game plan that we talked about, right? Knowing the Chicago Bears, who don't have as good of a defense as all the other teams that you don't want to face in the playoffs, that if you make their quarterback have to beat you, you're in a better position. And it's going to be even harder if you don't stop the run and you have a Matthew Stafford, right? Like that's ultimately we got to start thinking about. Who are these guys that we could end up playing in the playoffs that if they have a run game, even the Lions, you may not believe in Jared Goff, but if they have the run game going, that opens up play action for them and their playbook for their playmakers and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams to do things on the outside. So I think it's really important. I want to keep hearing from you, 800-990-3776 on the Carbis Talk and text line, what the Packers need to clean up in order to be holding the Lombardi at the end of the year. Let's go to Nate in Orlando. You're on the Carbis Talk and text line.
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show. I really enjoy your show.
Appreciate it. Thank
really
you.
Really strong production for the market, man. It's you guys are solid, more than solid. Salt's not even a good enough adjective.
Thank you.
But anyways,
does that have anything to do with Alex Stroh, or is it the Kyle Bruston-Ortman portion?
I'll just give it to you all collectively. So all
right. Good guy. What do you got?
Thought on that. But so, yeah, I think for the Packers are not going to be a team that is just like elite at every level of the ball, but they're not going to have necessarily that balance, I don't think, but they can be so good in the aspects where they're the best that I think they could even overcome a team like the Rams or the Seahawks, but you need that pass rush to be elite. And so it really is all about, you know, Van Vliet, not Van Vliet. Why did I just say that?
Van Ness. Van Ness got coming you. Back. Did you just have a Fred Van Vliet 2019 flashback for the Bucks?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did. But Van Ness got to come back, and then you have to get more out of Rashawn Gary. And what Micah Parsons came in to be the icing on the cake. He didn't come in to just, you know, be there every single down, you know, be able to stop the run, all that stuff. That what was the whole narrative about Micah Parsons when they come in? Oh, if you bring Micah Parsons in and give him two draft picks for him, they're just going to run the ball on you every down. And I think, you know, the Packers' run defense does have to be better, but if they can just be elite at the pass defense when things tighten up in the playoffs, when they double Micah, when they hold Micah, all those things, Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness, they got to do their thing. And when the pass rush is good enough, that makes it easier on the rest of your defense. And I think Jay Love is good enough, man. I think he's going to show it in the playoffs. One more thing I'll say, during the playoffs, don't run the offense through Josh Jacobs. I don't agree with that. I think that in order for them to get there, you got to put the ball in Jay Love's hands. You got to get more possessions offensively. Because what did you guys just say? They've had the least offensive possessions. And the way you get more offensive possessions, one way, if your defense is having a hard time getting off the field, is you just move the ball up the field quicker, right? And then you're taking less time. So Jay Love, I mean, look at all these, you know, he's throwing off his back foot. He's throwing all these excellent, you know, 30-plus yard in the air, you know, passes. Let Jay Love do his thing. And, you know, get the guys in there to support Micah. Like, that's what it's all about. Let Micah be the icing. And if you put the ball in Jay Love's hands and you let Micah be the icing, I think they'll get to the Super Bowl.
Well, thank you for the call, Nate. I think the only thing that I'm nervous about in what you brought up is you're asking for Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness to do things that, whether it's injury or consistency from Rashawn Gary, we're just not seeing. So, yeah, I agree they need to do that. But we are talking about this in week 15 with four games left to go. And I think this is why we're having this conversation, is what needs to happen. What do we need to see happen? Well, yeah, that, I guess that's fair, because I can't say I don't like your opinion on this, because we're all trying to figure out the solution as to how they get there and what we need to see the next 4 weeks, along with wins, to continue to put themselves in a spot where they get a home game or a number one seed. Let's go to Ken in Oak Creek on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. You're up as we're trying to figure out the best way to make sure the Green Bay Packers win the Lombardi. You're on with KBN on the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think when Kyle started off, he was spot on about being able to stop the run. One of the things that surprised me that they haven't gone after, and he's a free agent, and Benny, you can look at the dollar value on it or however, but Christian Wilkins is still out there as a free agent. Now, when I watched him when he was with Miami, he was a great run stuffer. Obviously, he's no Kenny Clark. I think he's equal, if not a little bit better, than Devontae Wyatt. I mean, that's an opportunity that's out there that I think, like, based on what your last caller said and getting a guy like this, this guy, I think, in my opinion, and you guys can debate it, whatever, could be the cherry on top of the cake.
Yeah. Well, what I think Ken needs to do is write into Policy Takes Five, if that's a thing, Strove, and put the pressure on the front office. Oh,
bad news. The new one came out this past week, and we're not getting another one until January.
Oh, no. What is it called? Policies what?
Policies Perspective. Not as good as Murphy Takes Five. Still good.
Wow,
still
you're comparing them, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was punny. Pretty good. It's on brand for Mark.
Yeah, and Ed hasn't taken as much of the flack because he hasn't been around as much, right? So Murphy was around for years and years, and people had so many opinions about Mark Murphy.
Yeah.
And he would take on the haters, man. And Policy's not quite as seasoned as Mark was in that department.
Well, we're still learning his character. And when I say character, I mean caricature, because that's what Mark was. And that doesn't feel like it's Ed's vibe. What?
I feel like...
caricature of stupid.
Oh, wow. Take it easy back there. Line one. Take it.
I feel like Ed Policy has like an over-under of 2.5 lifetime jokes. His whole career. His whole career is the Packers. Yeah, that could be 1 week for Mark Murphy. I would be surprised if Ed Policy says 3 jokes publicly his entire tenure as Packer president.
Yeah, Policy has played extremely
well. It does seem high. You take the under?
Yeah, I know, but like, I mean, it's a long time. Long he's time. Likely going to be the president to not make a single joke in public. I mean, if they're winning and things are great and they're bringing Lombardis, he's probably going to be joking all the time. Look how great it is with me here.
That is,
maybe
that
loosen
is
up
true.
Then.
But what I do need, Brad, is when I think about the best of the best and championship quality, I think about none other than Gina Della from Pella.
Yeah, that's right. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here to give you an increased home value, decreased energy costs, and a deal to end the year to make sure that your home is completely fortified for the winter. This snow and ice and cold is just a reminder. You know, if you've been skating away with, you know, drafty windows, old doors, now is the time to make the switch to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. After you do, you will be so thankful and you'll be kicking yourself for why you didn't do it earlier. But give a gift to yourself, because Pella is trying to give you a gift of a great deal to finally take care of that problem. 0% interest for 24 months. That's 2 years of 0% interest, all while you get to enjoy the beautiful, durable, customizable Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You want to get inspired during this holiday season? Go to the showroom, the Experience Center in Brookfield. You will walk away utterly inspired, just like we did, seeing everything that they have in store to upgrade your home. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit them today at PellaWI.com.
Rob, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text Line before here, Brad out.
Hey, just first off, I'm not really a Packer fan, but what the Packers need to do to take home that trophy is they need to limit those penalties. They gave the Bears a lot more yards than they needed for that first quarter, more than they even accumulated in offense.
Well, Rob, I actually have something to add on to this one. Another shout out to Matt LaFleur. He took Keyshawn Nixon out the damn game, and that's the first time we mentioned this.
That was a strong move.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do. He yelled at him and took him out the game, but then guess what? They put him back in there after getting a little talking to, and he responded with a great play. I mean, that's what you do when you have players that Keyshawn Nix is a very good player. Ups and downs, but you got to make sure that you keep them humble.
Over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Stroh.
Yeah, question for you, Benny. Not to go into inside baseball here, but oftentimes when you go to a caller on the Carbles Talking text line, you say, Rob in city. You avoided saying the city this time. Why is that?
Because it was an acronym.
Yeah, and what's the acronym?
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Norton.
That was an accident. What's that?
I was like, so what are you saving off me for something? FDL?
Yep, okay. Now, I bet everybody on this panel knows what that means.
FDL.
From down low.
No, it's not what that means.
So it literally says...
Rob from FDL.
Turn and let me see it.
It just says FDL, Kyle.
FDL.
None of you guys?
Oh, Fond du Lac?
Well, you weren't supposed to say it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've never heard Fond du Lac referred as FDL before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I had to see it, and once it clicked
in my
head.
You should say Fondy, you know, like JD from Fondy on the Carbles Talking text
line.
Well,
I just noticed you avoided it. You could have asked me.
You were trying. Don't act like you told me. You were trying to get me to slip up. Hear Brad out. Coming up next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ooh, a blizzard of 300 grand in prizes is rolling into Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's Arctic action. You can earn entries with your rewards card in December through the 18th of this month, and you show up for Thursdays for drawings, and then you'll be ready to pick from a weekly prize board, and as a bonus, there'll be a jackpot drawing for leftover prizes. Wrap up your year with Arctic action only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 years and a rewards member to play. Time now on Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin to hear from Brad, not Nerdman. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. And, of course, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, as we love to get your reaction to Hear Brad Out, which is now.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys.
The Founders game last year was the closest you've been to something that we could all jump on board for. So let's see what you got this week.
Yeah, Founders game was last week. Thank you very much. It feels good to be on a heater right now. This one's going to be a heater as well. Guys, you know what I can't stand at a restaurant? I'm trying to get the, you know, the attention of the server. And you're like, ma'am, sir. Sir, can you please over here? I got something. I can't stand it. You can never do it. You can never communicate clearly to get them
well,
at the table.
Well, you have no backbone. You probably say, ma'am,
sir, please, I need some help over here. You got the hand in the air. You do like the whole like pointing down from like Dumb and Dumber. It's an antiquated system. We need an update for it. So I bring to you in a restaurant environment, the server light. That's right, the server light. Just like when you're on an airplane, you need to go, bing, I need the flight attendant, please. I need attention. That is the easiest, most effective way to communicate that you have a need. And then that gives the flight attendant an opportunity to serve you that need. Efficient, non-confrontational, ready to roll. I suggest the same thing. I suggest the same
thing. Ain't nobody working in the restaurant industry with a service light.
No, they're gonna be thankful that these service lights happen because it's gonna communicate what your needs are. It's gonna flow efficiently and easily. And of course, I went through and I went in a detailed way, described what all the service lights are gonna be.
Oh god. Oh, we got different colors.
Different colors.
I feel like this is a retread.
Needs.
Yeah, he's recycling the lights with different ideas.
This is a brand new idea. Yeah, don't call this the car mood lighting. Car mood lighting is the only thing that's even similar to
move
this.
Move on from car mood lighting.
Okay, here we go. No light, of course, means we're all good here. We don't need you. You know what? You know, we are all good here.
Really?
If you want to check in, good to go.
Thanks for that one. How do you explain tag?
For spelling that out.
Orange.
How do you explain tag?
If it's orange, you know, a little bing in the middle, orange. Hey, you know, we sat down. We need a menu. We need our server to show up. Orange is, hey, we haven't had a server come to our table. We need that introduction.
You gotta be kidding me with this.
Let him
finish. We
need
that initial introduction. Blue, we need a water refill. We need a drink.
How'd you land on blue for that one, Brad?
It's all very logical. That's what makes this so great. Because how many times do you have an empty water glass or you finished your carbless and you need a new one? Blue is I need water, I need a drink. Brown, we need more bread, bread or chips.
I'm at the restroom. Don't clean my table.
Brown is you need more bread or you need more chips if you're at like a Mexican place. Because again, you finish the bread.
You don't believe in any of this.
No, I do. What's funny is Strobe's behind the glass, just laughing away. I need to look toward you guys.
Bro, I'm like Strobe right now. This is getting insane.
Okay.
Let him finish.
It's like the color of the rainbow.
Okay. Let him finish. I'm gonna keep on going. Purple is we're ready to order. We're ready to order. We've made our decisions. We're ready to roll.
Wouldn't that be green?
I'm gonna get to green.
Okay.
I'm gonna get
okay,
to green.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, let him finish.
Gray.
Gray
is
what the hell's a gray light?
I just have a quick question.
You're crying because you know this is bad.
I have, no.
I have a quick question.
A quick
this
question.
Is your, this
no,
is your
gray is not very like urgent, right? It's like when you have time, I have a quick question.
Wouldn't that be yellow,
right?
Caution?
Hey. No, I'm going to get to yellow.
Can I get this burrito without the pinto beans?
Yeah, it's something that's not urgent. But I have a question, I have a quick request.
Oh my God.
Yellow is caution, privacy, do not interrupt. I'm going to stop you right there. We are having a conversation.
Is that the breakup light?
It's like it's breakup light or it's a serious conversation.
D&D.
Light. Yellow.
Do not disturb.
This is like holding like the
maybe
privacy
that should be red.
On your hotel room.
Maybe that should be red.
No, red is ASAP, I have a food issue. Food issue. Because that's what it, you go. Because if you get it served cold,
sounds like
Kyle,
a bad rapper.
You get it served cold, Kyle, and you need you can't have 20 minutes later that the server comes over. I got a food issue. I need it solved right now. So yellow is like privacy on the hotel room, where it's like we got something going on here. Do not come in.
Oh wow.
Red is I need a food issue ASAP, and green is check please.
Time to go.
Yeah, I need the check. So to review, because I was so rudely interrupted.
Dude, how are the servers and every person in the world supposed to memorize these?
So it'll be like it'll be like in the middle of the table, and this will be spelled out for you. So all you gotta do is click it. The service will put this to memory, of course, because they're professionals. No light means we're all good here. Orange means
here's $7 an hour plus tips. Memorize this playbook.
They'll help because then they're gonna show up already with bread. Their tips will be greater because their service will be greater. That when you hit the brown bread light,
which light stops this idea?
They're gonna swing through with bread and say, "Man, that was so efficient, so good. You just earned more tips." No light means we're all good here. Orange means we need a menu or someone come over and please give us the initial introduction. Blue.
Wait, so is this only at seat yourself restaurants?
No, but you know, sometimes you get sat down by the
hostess. The hostess brings you menus every time.
Yeah, but oftentimes
it
could be 10 minutes
like?
Before a waiter
it
comes.
It sounds like the service you've had sucks. This was inspired.
This was inspired recently.
This is inspired by the fact that you have an estate and a butler.
Blue is I need a drink or water refill. Brown needs I need more bread or chips. Purple is, hey, we're ready to order. Gray, non-urgent, quick question. Yellow is caution, privacy, do not interrupt. We're in the middle of something. Red is ASAP, I have a food issue. And green is check, please.
Brilliant. Brilliant, my friend. This is brilliant. I don't know why they're making fun of this.
You don't believe this.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yes,
you know
Kyle.
I mean? Oh, this will stop so many issues. And you're right, Brad. If all I had to do, I have issues sometimes. So if
sometimes.
I just press a button, right, because I've gone out to eat, and if the bread runs out at the table and I want warm bread, you know what I do? I got to sit there. I got to wait. Where is my waiter and waitress? And I get irritated. So by the time they come to the table, I'm thinking, where the hell you at? And I want my bread. And
yeah.
And then I go leave. Guess what? They forget, or it takes a while to come back. I just had some bad customer service where if I would have had the button, he would have known, he wants water. Oh, he wants bread. Oh, you gave Kyle the wrong sandwich, and so I need to fix this. It's urgent. I need to run there. Brad, this is brilliant. This is brilliant, my friend. And every restaurant needs to make this the foundation. It needs to be implemented everywhere. Everywhere. It would make people so much more happy if they had all they had to do was press a button.
Nortman is such a snob. It's getting
blue.
Ridiculous. No. That's from Jalen.
No, the gray is brilliant too because
the gray light.
It's got a little something. I got a little something.
No rush.
you see everywhere? The gray light.
A gray light.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that means.
Yeah, Brett, nice little gray light.
What Brett. They should have is they should have it.
That could just be a white light.
Bravo. No, every table has a little light system, so then the servers see it and they know what table to go to and they know what whether it's urgent and what needs to be done. Imagine how great it would be if they already came out with a fresh drink. Hey, here you go. Mm. It looks like you wanted a drink and I got you. Brad, this was your best yet. Best yet. Oh my gosh. Yellow, do not disturb. I'm dumping this broad right now, okay? This ain't the time. Brilliant.
As a career restaurant manager, this is not terrible.
Okay.
Mike and Waukesha.
Chips.
Okay.
Think about I want my chips and salsa.
Think about that. It'd be
I think the flaw that we have here is could you imagine at a busy restaurant the amount of times people would be pressing the light?
Oh, I'd have a seizure.
And also, who cares? There's a lot of colorblind people in this world that are going to struggle with
Put them the glasses on their face. Well, we got it. They
I
got glasses to help with that.
I can't facilitate to all the colorblind people.
I gotta
I'm
say,
sorry.
Bravo. This is the hardest I've laughed during it here, Brad. Because
it's so bad.
Since the universal handshake.
Brad, don't listen to him.
which was another horrible idea.
It was a great idea. I stand by universal
this
handshake.
This is hilarious.
The restaurant industry person said this is a good idea.
That's an expert. That's an expert in their field.
No, he said this is not bad.
He said this isn't terrible.
That's pretty good.
He said that's something. Yeah,
that's
thank
pretty
you.
Good.
This is your best. This needs to be implemented. I'm so serious.
Yes,
this needs
Kyle.
To be the gold standard of the industry.
I'm not wasting any more time with you guys. I want to get to Rob Domofsky. I'm sure Brad's long-winded to hear Brad out. We'll take 5 minutes away from good content from Rob, but we'll do it anyways. Coming up next on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
You said, oh, I'm really down in the dumps. Nobody gave me a compliment in my new sweater. So yeah, sure. We're gassing you up, handsome. You go, king.
Look at that.
Yay. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There are certain organizations that can't get certain positions right. The Bears can't get a quarterback.
Bold, bald, beautiful.
I'm one small, bald man.
ESPN NFL Nation reporter Rob Domofsky.
To me, their window is now wide open.
On Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Oh, well, I'm still catching my breath and trying to figure out everything that happened and hear Brad out, but we are joined now by Rob Domofsky, the ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Packers. Rob, you're on KBN. I'm missing your face, but I understand you're driving. What's going on?
Yep, headed to Eau Claire for a little basketball tonight. So I went to locker room. I didn't shirk my duties. I got my work done, and I got out of there.
Love it. Love it. The pro that you are. Now, Rob, I think I might have something for you to write for on ESPN.com or to utilize ESPN stats
Pitchy
and info.
Ideas, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay.
we are looking like at some things around the Green Bay Packers that, you know, in order to win the Super Bowl, they need to clean up blank. And there's one thing that I feel like the Packers defensively, it became something we said, but then we started to feel something different, and it became something that is not exposing this defense, but something you need to work on. When I say that, what do you think of?
I still think it's the run defense.
Correct. Correct. Now let me take you deeper here.
Yeah.
Run defense.
Okay. Go ahead.
The Packers are top 9 in the NFL over the 14 weeks in run defense. But we took a look at the last 6. Okay. They have given up 127.6 rushing yards per game, which would be 22nd in the NFL over the 14 weeks, but we couldn't take every team's rush defense, so I would be curious if you could utilize ESPN stats and info to find out over the 6 weeks where they rank.
That's an easy find. I would find it, but I will this evening and can use it on your show.
You're breaking up a little bit because, again, the Raiders are 16th at 113.9 in the NFL. And, again, this would put them 22nd overall through the last 6 weeks at 127.6. How fixable is this problem?
I don't know if it's fixable, but I think it's manageable, if that makes sense, Ben. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but is manageable good enough with only Micah Parsons in the pass rush?
Well, and here's why it's manageable. Last week, their longest run that they gave up was 9 yards, okay? The Bears had 54 explosive runs going into that game, explosive meaning 10 yards or more, and they had 6 of those the week before against the Eagles. And even though they sort of led the Packers a little bit, they didn't bleed them to death, and they were able to win the game. You don't have to play perfect run defense. You don't have to play perfect anything, but you've got to be good enough. And Homer, like, I was mad at Homer the other day because he called their defensive performance in the second half embarrassing.
No, that was an embarrassing.
Yeah, we all agree with that.
Yeah, that was way too over the top. You allow a long run of 9 yards, it's manageable.
Well, Rob, I will say this, though. When you're thinking about going to a Super Bowl, winning a Super Bowl, what the Chicago Bears were able to do in the second half is, Ben Johnson said himself, they didn't change anything. They just executed better. You can't allow for teams to continue to have those long drives and keep the ball away from Jordan Love like that. That is my biggest concern, is that teams are going to eat the clock like the Panthers did, like the Giants as to a certain extent did, and as the Bears did in the second half.
Well, and the concern there is your defense just gets tired, right? I mean, like, that's the biggest concern. But, I still think the Packers' offense was pretty darn productive. You know, like at the end of the first half, you know, would you rather have had them score a touchdown like they did with, 45 seconds, or bleed the clock down and kick a field goal and leave the Bears with no time? You know,
touchdowns, like, baby.
I would too. So I do think their offense, their quick strike ability on offense, and look, I'm writing about this for tomorrow or for Friday on ESPN.com. They're hitting on more of the downfield throws, and I don't just mean the go routes, the 50-yarders. Like, Jordan Love's accuracy on balls thrown 20 yards or more is the best that it's been in his career. And so when you do that, you are going to have shorter drives, and you are going to put your defense in a position to where they're going to have to be on the field more.
Because that was my main frustration with Homer's point, is when you score two of the four possessions in the second half, if anything, you could point to the offense as 2-3 and outs after Bears' long sustained drives, put that defense in a tough spot to continue to get stops and get off the field.
Yeah, and if you have 10 possessions in a game, now the some of their games have been not quite that many, but if you have 10 possessions in a game and score four touchdowns and a field goal, I believe that's 31 points, right? And you're only scoring on half of your drives.
Yeah, I mean, that's well said, Robin. And continuing the theme with the defense, I'm curious, you know, Kingsley and Igbaré's game against the Bears, so good.
Yeah.
Big sack, and obviously that third and one tackle
huge
that was
tackle.
Literally
oh
game-saving
gosh.
In a lot of ways. Has he...
Yeah, that run stop was probably even bigger than the
elite
the sack.
Play.
Yeah,
oh
remarkable and elite. Has he made enough of a case to the team and the coaching staff that he should be the starter over Rashawn Gary or get more snaps than Rashawn?
I believe there were... Yeah, I believe there was one snap difference on Sunday. I think one had 40 and one had 39, if I'm not mistaken, Brad. Look, I mean, you still have to believe, or I would think they still believe that Rashawn Gary is still the better player. And, like, you know, there's always this tendency, and maybe, Ben, you can equate this to basketball because I always equate everything to basketball. Like, if you've got a guy that's going in the game and he's a 15-minute-a-game guy and he bangs three threes, but his penchant is to turn the ball over at times, that doesn't mean you should play him more than his 15 minutes, because eventually water will find its level and eventually that guy's going to turn the ball over. So there's nothing wrong with a guy excelling in their role. It doesn't always mean you have to expand the role, you know, if that makes sense.
Rob, you're absolutely cooking.
Very well said.
I was going to say, unless the philosophy is we don't care about, you know, defense, we just want to play fast, we don't care about turnovers, we just want to shoot and score, then but based off the way that they need to be efficient with their pass rushing, if more is less, then don't play them as more.
Don't ask somebody to do something that they're not going to be able to excel
less
at.
Less is more, rather.
Yeah, and I think Rob hit it exactly with Kingsley and Igbaré, but Rob, one thing that I wasn't quite sold on into this last game with Christian Watson, I feel like he was the key that unlocked this offense, and you just alluded to those explosive plays. Have the Packers finally settled on their number one wide receiver being Christian Watson?
Well, I mean, until he gets 9-10 targets a game, I don't think you can say they have a number one receiver at all. I mean, it's the same old thing. Like, you know, it's the progression that Jordan Love goes through. And, I mean, how many targets did he have last week? Five, maybe? Maybe six? Like, that's not a number one receiver. At least they're not treating him as a number one receiver. Does he have the ability to be that? Absolutely, because he's versatile. He lines up in the slot. He goes on the outside. He can go in motion. He has the skills to be a number one receiver. They just have so far chosen not to play him or anybody else that way.
What worries you most about Denver?
Well, I mean, two things. They're hot, and that's the first thing. The pass rush being the second. But I want to go back to the hotness. They've won 10 in a row.
Yeah,
I believe. I believe the second longest winning streak in the NFL right now is half of that. I think Houston's won 5 in a row, and the Packers have won 4. 10 in a row in the NFL is like 25 in a row in the NBA. You know, like it's that is absolutely unheard of. And
I think
when
the Thunder are 24-1, which is crazy.
Right. That is amazing. And when you start to win games and stack them week after week, you just think you're going to win, right? Like you believe that you're going to win, even if who cares if the margin of victory is, you know, the smallest margin or whatever. Like you winning is important and you believe you can win. You have an advantage as soon as you step on the field. Not saying that the Packers don't think that because they have a nice 4-game winning streak of their own. But, you know, and then as far as the pass rush goes, like the offensive line has really settled in here the last couple of weeks. But this might be the one game where even on the road, Detroit was bad. There weren't many Packers fans there. I think this could be the same way in terms of having to use a silent count. I imagine
Rob, I'll be there.
Packers fans there.
I'll
tell Rob what you're wearing right now.
I know. I saw the video. Is that the jersey you're going to be wearing or what?
I got a hoodie. I'll be wearing a hoodie.
It's his cousin's jersey. Okay. Was on the practice squad.
Yeah, no. And like, here's the thing. And I did listen to. I like to be prepared if I have time. So I did listen to the last segment. And I got to be like, that's Brad. I think you're going to be with me on this. That's why fans are irrational. If you root for your team over your son, that most fans are irrational.
That's right.
Kyle, I know you've agreed with me most of the day, but I hate to break your heart.
You got
to
keep it real, Rob.
That's irrational.
Rob, on Sunday, I'll be wearing a Jordan Turner hoodie, but I will be saying, go, Pack, go. So it's going to be
about Kyle Wallace Jr. On the Bears, not wearing Bears jerseys.
I would tell my son, go, Pack, go. Destroy everybody else.
Yeah, I root for people, not teams. But I'm different.
You're a journalist. I'm a fan. My son won. He'll get it. He'll understand.
No, you're right. He's not going to root for his son at the basketball game he's heading to.
I mean, if his son was playing his alma mater, maybe not.
No, he would.
No, I don't care. I'll tell you this real quick. I went to Ohio University, which is in the MAC, one of my good friends. Is the head basketball coach at Toledo. When Toledo is playing Ohio, I am rooting for Toledo.
Hey, Rob's a good man.
Rob keeps it real.
He's a good man.
I root for my friend Todd Kowalczyk over my alma mater because I don't have any time. There's nobody on that team I know. I don't know a single person at Ohio University personally.
I know some Packers.
Personally? Yeah, do you?
I mean, I know a couple.
Uh-huh. Yep. Rob, thank you for continuing to bring more knowledge into how Kyle will become a better individual.
Well, maybe we'll meet up on Sunday. Maybe give me the press box. Give me some of that food.
Yeah, well, if you want to come into a press box wearing a jersey, you're not going to get seen very far. I can tell you that much.
Rob, we appreciate the time, unless you were able to listen to Hear Brad Out.
I did not hear that. That I missed. I did miss hearing Brad out.
Okay, I'm going to give you the 20-second version of it. You know how, like, flight attendants get – there's, like, the flight attendant light in the plane, right? It just makes everything more efficient. Uh-huh. I envision the server light in a restaurant, right? Because the whole time you're like, hey, sir, miss, please, can I get some help over here? My drink needs to get filled up. I need to communicate. And they need to be communicated, too. So I'm thinking about, you know, orange, it means I need a menu. Blue, I need water or a drink. Green, I need the check. Brown, I need a refill of bread or chips. Red means there's a food issue ASAP. Gray means, hey, when you have a minute, no rush, I got a question. Purple means you're ready to order. And yellow means, hey, I need some privacy. Do not interrupt. We're in the middle of something. What do you say, Rob? Is this a solution to help both the consumer and the wonderful servers of the world?
So my dear old dad, who always stands up and waves to the waiter, like, then this would solve that. Like, this would sit Barry Domofsky down and not look like a fool.
Yeah,
no, we need a max button pushing, and then you go to button jail.
But I will say this though.
He was gonna try to say.
Oh no!
Rolls West has a button. When you are ready to order, you hit the button. Now, it doesn't have colored buttons, whatever, but the menus are on the table. When you sit down and you're ready to order, you hit the button, and there comes the server. And to me, like, that's a great idea.
They're visionaries.
Better than Brad.
Visionaries.
Better than Brad.
I don't know about all those colored buttons. Yeah. But Brad, I do hate to tell you, your idea has sort of already been put in to play at Kroll's West on Ridge Road in Green Bay.
And we don't need people having seizures with all those lights.
It's all the brilliant minds of the world.
Yeah.
Rob Domofsky, he's the best.
Safe
ESPN
travels,
NFL Nation reporter. Drive safe and enjoy the game.
We'll be seeing you.
We will continue on next as I got the weekly wager at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel tonight, and I don't know, we're getting to that part of the season where like are we gonna do something? Are we gonna get excited about something? I know you guys do the preseason bets, but is there anything you're seeing now? It's Tumblr time because Iron Jock is amazing. If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift or you just want to upgrade your own gear, you've seen us all wear the Iron Jock around this show, and it's comfortable. It is so smooth. I love wearing it when I'm playing basketball, the hoodie over the weekend. It's my go-to hoodie. I don't have to wear anything underneath. I just wear the hoodie in the winter with shorts because that's how I like to be in the house, comfortable. And that's what they provide me. They also have that odor-fighting technology. The Silver Ion technology is amazing. Find great deals on hoodies, tees, shorts, and more. Don't wait. Stock up for the holidays and save big at ironjock.com. That's ironjoc.com. And right now, caller number 15. You will win an Iron Jock tumbler. That's right. Caller 15, 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-ESPN. And you will win an Iron Jock tumbler. That's 800-990-3776. 3776, caller 15 for that Iron Jock tumbler. We'll wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
We were going to extend more invites, but I just jumped the gun for some reason at the meeting because I thought I was being like funny and personable, and I just don't know how to read the room. I was like, oh, this guy who doesn't know me is going to think it's hilarious that I'm with Josh and I'm saying, hey, Josh, you didn't get the first round invite. Suck it.
How in what world would that person find that funny, though?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You can have that strong body, that strong mind, and help provide a strong community when you work out at the Prince of Club. Whatever your goal is, small or large, well, just get started. Take that tour because you're going to find out they have everything for you. Free childcare with that membership, open 24/7. State-of-the-art fitness equipment. Yeah, personal training, basketball courts, spin classes, workout classes. They have it all. Sauna, steam room. Prince of Club is the best for you to have everything you need to find your better tomorrow. So check out the Prince of Club and lock in that lowest rate right now before 2026. Well, it's Kyle Bruston Nortman. He is wearing his cousin's Broncos jersey as he's on the practice squad, been elevated 3 times. And Brad asked him, well, if Kyle Wallace Jr. happened to play for the Bears, would you wear Bears gear? Kyle emphatically said, hell no.
Hell no.
And we put it on the poll. As a Packers fan, if your son hypothetically played for the Bears, would you wear a Chicago jersey?
This is disappointing.
51% of people say, yes, I would wear it proudly. No chance. 49%. It's 50-50 on somebody's son playing for the Bears. They're basically choosing the Packers over their son.
This is despicable.
How it's not a runaway.
You're the despicable one.
Truly, how it's not a runaway.
This should be 80-20.
Yeah, 80-20, bleep the Bears. Go, Pack, go. What do you mean? You going to tell me I hate a team my entire life, and just because my son put on a jersey, I got to cheer for him? Hell
yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Ain't no way. I'm telling y'all this right now. I hope I had it.
Even
scenario.
After Chewy and Rob Domofsky talked about how,
listen, Rob is a journalist. He hasn't cared about a football team in years. That's what is part of his career. Chewy played in the NFL and the Packers paid his check. That's the only reason why he had an allegiance to him. Just like Brad with the Panthers and the Jags. He didn't care about them until they started writing his checks.
I kind of liked him for that expansion year, but I like the Packers. But look at me now.
I'm
kind of a casual Packer fan.
Never switching up on my Packers, ever.
I'm literally beside
myself. Not even for your
myself.
Son.
Not even for my son when it comes to the Bears.
Fourth and
Packers.
One, Kyle Wallace Jr. The game on the line. He steps back. He lets it go.
There's always next year, son.
Interception. Yeah.
There's always
Kyle
next year.
Kyle screaming, yeah, my son got intercepted and the Packers win. They're going to the Super
Kyle's
Bowl.
Kyle's in his son's DM saying, you better work all season, you trash quarterback for the Bears.
Oh, I would
Jim
just Matt say,
and Molly up next in Madison. Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam. We're next on 94.5 ESPN, ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube, and the ESPN Wisconsin app. See you in 2 minutes.